Paul's losing some good players here, John Jock Cornish.
Yes, indeed. Very sad. You know, always sad to see the players go. I mean, and well, sad to see our fortunes this season. You know,
yeah.
You're missing one, the Roy Paul Kent, I think, who's you're going to miss terribly because he's not only an inspiring player, but you know, a great captain as well.
We'll replace him with another Bulls prop. But let's focus on issues on the continent. issues in Sudan, and there were concerns of a full-blown civil conflict earlier or a few weeks ago. But why did talks between Sudan's army and paramilitary groups, why did it break down?
You know, at the end of the day, Lester, the two groups, the army led by Al-Burhan and the paramilitaries led by Hameti, both believe they can win the struggle. So they don't, their heart is not in any kind of peace deal. And what have they been? 7 or 8? This last one was a week, and then they began to extend it by 5. But there were monitors, Saudi Arabia and the United States, both saying there's going to be sanctions for anybody breaking it. Well, those they did break out. They broke the certainly the fighting, and that's very interesting, is in Omdurman and in Khartoum, across the river from one another, you know, rather like Sandton and Johannesburg, and then in Darfur. And this is sadly dragging Darfur back into being one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. So the fact is, both sides accused each other of breaking the ceasefire, and the talks that have occurred in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia have broken down. So we've got to see, you know, we're back to square one, effectively.
BRICS foreign ministers we've been talking about today meeting in Cape Town ahead of that August summit. But Sergey Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, what did he do in the rest of the continent before he found his way to the plush 12 Apostles Italia in Camps Bay for this weekend?
Well, he came to Kenya. And Kenya's having a lot of overtures from Ukraine. So I think the Russians were very keen to get his presence there and making them sort of feel that their interests lie with Russia. He was in Burundi, where they were talking about a nuclear deal, a nuclear power deal. And he was in Mozambique, which is an important country for liberation purposes and because of the security situation. The Wagner group being involved in Mozambique before getting here. And interestingly, that meeting has determined that they're going to try to rebalance global order. But, you know, of course, the whole thing is overshadowed by whether or not Lavrov's president, Vladimir Putin, is actually going to come here. And I'm telling you now that if he does come, the very, very important BRICS summit, which is all about expanding this group, which now currently comprises 40% of the world's population, you know, 3.2 billion people. There are 20 countries, and I'm naming but a few of those: Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Mexico, Argentina, Indonesia, UAE, Egypt, Nigeria, Algeria. They all want to join. And if they do expand, or the talk will be about expanding BRICS to make it the sort of developing world most important grouping in the developing world, all of those will be kiboshed if Vladimir Putin pitches up, because that's going to overshadow the entire summit.
And then finally, Uganda faces ongoing world outcry over homophobic laws signed in by Yoweri Museveni. But I watched a press conference of his yesterday, and he says he's adamant he won't be dictated to by the West, he says.
See, what they're talking about was Kenya tried similar legislation several years back, and the British government said, thanks, do that, but that's it. That's it in terms of aid. So now Yoweri Museveni, you know, is a stubborn man, saying he's told Ugandans, be ready for war. Over this, I don't know. Nevertheless, no one will make us move, he says. But thus far, the European Union, the United States have both slammed this. Joe Biden talking about it being, it's very wrong. He said it's a tragic attack on human rights, urged Parliament to repeal this law, and they did. They may, in 2014, they suffered a similar attack when they very, very strongly outlawed homosexuality, and they had to repeal that law. Now Yoweri Museveni says they won't back down again. The fact is, Lord John Brown, former BP chairman, he is himself out as a gay person and a very gay, firm gay rights proponent and supporter, and he's now involved in an oil company involved with, you know, Uganda has discovered oil and is going to try and exploit it, and they could suffer. This company could then withdraw because of it. So there's certainly going to be a cost to Ugandans, and maybe Yoweri Museveni doesn't mind it too much, but the Ugandans are going to feel it. You know, the worst, the most homophobic law on the planet, and they're going to pay a price for it.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, enjoy your weekend. Looking forward to chatting to you next week.